It's been a week since I messaged you last, I think. Things have been hard here. I've been struggling to keep it together. I haven't touched myself or said a dirty word since we talked last. It's been tough, but your prayers must be working. I told Grace about how I felt with what happened with Miss Taylor. She was shocked that I felt like it was rape. She apologized over and over, and said that if she'd known I didn't want it, she would have made it stop. It's hard to explain to her exactly how I feel. For as worldly as she is, there's a certain simplicity to her when it comes to that stuff. The nights have been torture. All my dreams are erotic, and it seems like every time I wake up, Grace is masturbating. Loudly. Miss Taylor gave her a dildo as part of the reward. I try to ignore it. Looking at it makes me feel empty and aroused. Grace caught me looking once and asked me if I wanted to borrow it. I must have been blushing like the sun, but I turned her down. Every morning I wake up with my hand on my vagina. It takes a few minutes to gather the willpower to move it away, instead of rubbing myself silly. Oh, it would feel so good to come. No! No. I'm sorry. I still have to keep myself shaved. I'm not letting Grace help anymore, which confuses her. She knows she did a better job than I do. I've nicked myself a few times, but the pain keeps the arousal at bay. So really, it's a blessing in disguise. Work in the second house is another challenge altogether. I swear, I catch more people having sex every time I go over there. I even saw a couple in the middle of the hall I was supposed to be dusting. She was on her hands and knees, tits swaying while he pounded her from behind. I could see the lust and pleasure on her face. I wanted it. I wanted that pleasure. That mindless bliss. I wanted to feel that cock inside my wet little cunt. Fuck. When did I start touching myself? It feels so good. I can't stop now. Oh, fuck. I tried focusing on my family at night before I go to bed. Do you know what happened? I started dreaming of them. I dreamed of seducing my father to fuck me in front of my mother's bed, in front of her. I dreamed of sucking off my brother's big cock. I've seen it, you know. Just in passing. I never thought of it twice until I came here. He was my brother, after all. Now it just makes it hotter. I even dreamed of licking my sister's pussy in her hospital bed. Hearing her heartbeat go up on the monitor as I drive her to orgasm, relentlessly tongue-fucking her to come again and again. A little sis might not get any sex if I don't give it to her. It's not like she can go out to find a guy to fuck her needy little holes. And don't think you haven't been in my dreams. I've been such a dirty slut with you. I've had you in every which way. God, I can practically taste our sex in my mouth right now. Girl come, boy come, it doesn't matter. It makes my mouth water and my pussy leak. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Such a slut. I can't believe I just did that. I can't send this to you. But it's so hard to resist. Something about this place makes it so hard to control myself. It was never this hard to be pure at home. Please, keep praying for me. I need it. I need all the help I can get. I'll talk to you again soon.